His holiness to many.
His aura is probably bigger than the person.
But a nuisance to Chinese officials. In a closed-off-to-the-press meeting, the Dalai Lama met with President Obama at the White House after arriving several days ago in Washington. China denounced the meeting between the two leaders and has made its disapproval public.
You really don't hear a lot about things that he's saying in the modern era, but what you mostly hear is things that they've done in the past.
Eugene Bird examines U.S. foreign policy and has worked with Tibetans who revere the Dalai Lama.
These people now are spreading in several different provinces of China, so it makes it an additional problem for China itself.
The foreign ministry spokesperson, Hong Lei, posted Chinese officials' disapproval on the internet, saying, "We firmly oppose any foreign official to meet with the Dalai Lama in any form." China's condemnation comes after attempts to warm relations with the U.S. over disagreements of its economic policy. China is a heavy investor in the U.S. economy that's struggling through a recovery.
The administration cannot act by itself. It needs the cooperation of Congress. And at the moment, the pressure in Congress is to do things like reduce public spending.
The leader's previous meeting was last February, which angered Beijing. The Dalai Lama has met with past presidents, which have also stirred up controversy with China. Chinese officials consider the Dalai Lama as a separatist, focused on ending Chinese rule over the Himalayan regions.
There are other areas of China that would also be impacted by any effort to give autonomy to Tibet.
The Dalai Lama has repeatedly denied the accusations leveled by China. China's ability to forgive will be tested later this month when U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is expected to visit China on July 25th, followed by a visit by Vice President Joe Biden, and then a visit to Washington by his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping. Colin Campbell, Press TV, The White House.